this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records, we take your calls, and we, in essence, help you with your life. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, and so every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime, as well as information about galactic goings-on and galactic information. So if there's people out there that are interested about what's going on beyond our universe, maybe tonight would be the time for you to call in. You can call in at 530. You know what? I'm going to go up there and get those numbers. I had them right here, so I know what numbers to tell you. But so that if there's people out there that are curious about what's going on in the here and now, and not only in our galaxy, but beyond our galaxy, it would be an important thing. We can certainly find out what the Akashic Records have to say, not so much about futures, but about what's going on in the here and now, so we have a better idea of what's going on. And I'm happy to take your questions. So those numbers for you to call in, if you're listening now, the phone numbers to call are, let's see here. I'm going to get those for you. I'm on my computer right now. So it's 530-413-4511. Or 530-413-4515, or 530-413-4520. Or if you're in the San Francisco area, you can call 415-287-0074. So, you know, what do we want to talk about tonight? Well, we want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And what's important for us to consider tonight is the relation. One of the things that's coming forward now, I have my Akashic Records open, and I will take your questions anytime you want to call in and ask them. But what would be really important for you to understand is what I'm hearing now is that we need to talk about the relationship. Oops, hello, who's there? Hello? Hello? We had a caller.
Is that me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Donna. How are you?
Oh, hi. Good, good. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. And who's calling? What's your name?
My name is Christine.
Christine?
Oh, yes.
Christine, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. What's your question tonight?
My question is, because this is my first time to listen to this show, so my question is, this is about soul searching, is that right?
Yes, it's definitely about soul searching, uh-huh.
Okay.
And soul's intention and all sorts of good things.
Yes, but I just getting at where my situation is. I think I find myself have some difficulty with authorities.
Okay.
Every time. So I don't know on my journey, is that something to work on with? But I just have a question about that.
Okay, so you want to understand why you have a problem or a challenge, not so much a problem, it's a challenge with authority, is that correct?
Yeah. So
okay.
Then I just, it's always on my career life.
Right, and how do you spell your first name?
My first name, Christine, C-H-E-R-S-T-I-N-E.
C-H, say again?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay, and is that your, now, is that what you're known as now?
Yes, I changed my name, but are you looking for, original, like my birth name?
No, it's whatever you're known as now.
Yes.
Are you near a computer, Christine?
Yes.
Okay, so if you could email me your last name so you don't have to say it on the air, that would be helpful. So let me. My email address is
It's okay. I don't mind.
No, I know. I wanted to give you my email address.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
So just email me your full legal name, but in the meantime, I'm going to tell you what I've got. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Did you send it off yet?
Yes, I'm
okay.
sending it now.
Okay. One of the reasons why, just because this is your first time listening to the show, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And all I need is a person's current legal name and their question. So the question and the person's current legal name get us to where we want to go in the records. Okay?
Oh, so you want the legal name?
The legal name, whatever you're known as now, legal name. Like if you were to sign a legal document.
Oh, okay. That's different then. So
okay. okay.
Info at akashic.com.
Yeah. No. It's info at Akashic Wisdom. It's A-K-A S-H-I-C W-I-S-D-O-M.com.
Okay. Okay. Actually, I'm going to send me my full legal name. Is that
okay?
Okay.
That's good. Okay. All right. See, this work, the Akashic Records work that I have been trained to do and that I teach has been around the planet for I think it's almost 25 years. It's rather unique in the fact that the actual prayer itself that I use has been actually translated from Mayan to Spanish to English, and so it's quite interesting how that works. And I travel all over teaching people how to access their own records. So that might be
great.
Of interest to you. Where in Canada do you live?
British Columbia.
BC. Okay, all right. So you're real near Washington State, right? Okay,
so,
great.
Okay, I'm sending you now. So there's no subject. So.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just waiting
for
it.
Okay. So.
It
was sent.
Okay, so the information is that we have. Okay, is what's important about that is that everything has vibration and frequency.
Okay.
Okay, everything has vibration and frequency. And so what we want to do is that we want to actually enter in to that vibration and frequency of which is yours.
But actually, at the moment, people call me Christine, though. I would imagine the vibration is changing.
Well, it is. It is. The Christine is an overlay, and that's okay. So we want to understand why Christine has, and I got your email, by the way. I got it. Christine.
The first two is my first name, and then the last one is my surname.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I'm with you. And it's Gu, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So what's interesting here is that there absolutely is the first thing that's coming forward here is that There is a past. Normally, I just want to tell you something. Normally, when I tell people things, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so,
yes, please.
Yes. So what's happening here is there's a combination. There's an influence. All right, and so there's an influence here on what happened in a past life with you and why you chose to come in the way you did with this lifetime. And the part of the influence has to do with a variety of dynasties that it's interesting because there's a pattern here of being a ruler as well as a subject. And when you are a subject, you seem to rebel quite a bit. In fact, you were imprisoned many times. And there's a piece here about, they keep talking about the Great Wall of China. And that now notice when I'm saying this to you, I want you to notice what you're feeling in your body. Because it's really about whether or not you feel the truth of this. But what I'm being shown is the Great Wall of China. And I'm being shown, it's very interesting because in the time that was built, it was important that you actually were part of the design team that created the wall, that actually created the design for the wall. They're showing me that. And they're also showing me times where you were like the overseer, and there were other times where you were one of the people that was building it. And what I'm hearing is that, and it's a very dramatic statement, but it's your blood and your tears that have been absorbed by the wall. And that
I didn't hear.
Your blood and your tears. Your blood and your tears have been absorbed by the wall.
Oh. My tears.
Your blood and your tears have been absorbed by the wall.
Okay. Wow, interesting.
And so, and there's also, again, in more modern times, in more modern times, there have been situations where, again, they're talking about a past life where you fought for independence for your homeland.
Oh, I'm like a soldier or something?
Yeah. And so it's not only a soldier, but like a rebel.
Rebel,
like a person that rebels against authority.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of that feeling. I'm kind of rebelling. Feeling.
Sure. And part of this has to do with injustices. Now, just for your own information, Christine, you can listen to this on the archives when we're done. You know, after the show's over, it'll be what they call archived, and you can go into the archives and listen again. But what's important here for you to understand is that your reluctance or challenge with authority has to do with your deep set passion for fairness.
Oh, yes.
And the fairness that you have comes not only from your choice of parents in this lifetime, but it also comes from seeing much injustice over your many lifetimes. And this lifetime is about you standing up for your truth.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm kind of, yes, that makes sense. Yeah.
But what's
so, like, I'm standing, like, I'm kind of, you know, standing up for myself, like, looking for that what I really want.
Yes.
Yes.
And
okay.
It's important that you truly understand that standing up for yourself has to do with you understanding where your boundaries are.
My boundary? Okay.
Your boundary.
My boundary.
Your emotional boundaries.
I think I have quite a big boundary. I don't know, like, really, would that be an issue for me?
No. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. In other words, like, you stand up for yourself because there's things you will accept and things you won't accept from other people.
Yeah, but normally if I stood myself, I normally in the not really good place for some reason.
I wasn't in control
of the situation. Well, basically, if I stood up for myself, and I don't know, the situation would against me for some reason.
Well, no, because you have to learn how to be tactful. You have to understand how to speak to people in a way that is not aggressive, but is assertive.
Yeah.
There's a difference between lashing out at someone and letting them know when you first meet them what you will or will not do. It's almost like an energy that you carry. You know, there's a part of you that is afraid of being taken advantage of. And that fear of being taken advantage of is what draws the challenge to you. And the fear of being taken advantage has to do with you not feeling safe.
You mean like insecurity?
Emotionally safe.
Like,
no, it's not about... It's a concept that you're carrying. The concept is that you're feeling like someone's going to take advantage of you.
Yeah, I sometimes do feel that.
Mm-hmm, I know. And so, so what you have to do is really understand that you are in control because you always have the power to walk away.
Yeah.
But
everybody,
it's your fear that. But you have to hear this. Your fear of being taken advantage of and your anger at authority actually brings those challenges to you more often. And so it's really about you learning how to change your attitude.
Oh, change my attitude. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you're holding it. And so you need to be able to become more confident with yourself, so you're not afraid of being taken advantage of.
Oh, so you would just say this is because my past life experiences?
It's also this lifetime. In other words, like the past life, you came in to heal this. The past life influences, but you came in to heal this in this lifetime.
Oh, but would I say like a last past lifetimes wasn't really... happy, or I don't know.
Well, it's not that they weren't happy. It's just that there was like all lifetimes have a bit of happiness in them. There was like, but quite frankly, you know, I can't go through every single lifetime right now because I don't have time. You know, so, but if you would like to call me at a separate time and we will take an hour or an hour and a half and talk about this, I'll be glad to do that.
Oh, yeah. But thank you for the information, though. Yeah.
Thank you. But take a look at this and listen to the archives, and you'll hear more. And take notes and see how it feels, okay?
Yeah. But could I ask just one, take to like 1 minute? How about my love relationship? I had some hard time to find someone, you know.
Well, I'll tell you. See, I have a guest that's waiting on the line right now. That I've got to talk to. So, what I'd like you to do is email me the question and give me your the relationship you had with this person. Give me information about the person's current legal name, and we'll talk about it next week on the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you so
All right?
Much.
All right. Thank you very much, Christine. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so hopefully my guest is still there. We were really excited to have. I remember, if you remember last week, I talked to you about having Thomas Morton, and hopefully his wife Jane is also going to be on the phone. And Thomas and Jane have a very interesting business. In fact, they have a variety of different businesses. And so we're very happy to have them on the show. They've been on the show before. And so I am going to, without further ado, I'm going to hopefully my producer, Don, has Thomas on the line. Don, do you have Thomas there?
I think so. Donna, can you hear me?
Hey, there he is. There you go. Thomas, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Good, good. All right. Is Jane with you or just you tonight?
She is.
Hi,
Jane's there? Hey, Jane. Hi. Okay, so how was your class? You had a very interesting class in Minnesota this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. You know, we were hitting speeds at 1.3 million words a minute, and people were getting great scores and just blowing their mind, you know. Because I don't know if you want to share real quick, Don, on what we're doing, but really we're working with the subconscious part of the brain and bringing information in it just at quantum speeds and teaching people how to trigger that back. And,
well, yes, I do want to talk about that. I want you to tell people about what you do. That's why you're here. So
yeah,
talk to
great.
Folks about what you did this weekend and when you're doing it again or how they can get a hold of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's light speed learning, and we've been around. I've been instructing about 20 years in this field. We go back around 45 years with our founder, and it's just been golden. We started out way back with turning pages and hitting speeds of starting at 25,000 words a minute and above beyond that. But just recently, over the last 8 years, we've been able to actually use computers to hit speeds above a million words a minute. And what that means really to the listeners is that you can take a computer, we have a program, an actual computer program that we've created that caches and moves the information real fast. So you can take a book, an e-book or a Word file or a text file or a PDF, and you can load it into this program, and it'll flash the pages at a very, very high rate back to you, and you can actually send that right to your subconscious mind at very high speeds, and then you can trigger it back to the conscious mind for your use. And we got about three different phases of how we teach it, and the first phase is you take the test and you see it working for you, so you're actually getting good grades on this, and it just kind of blows your mind that you've actually got the information, but you don't really feel like you've read anything, Donna. You know, you've taken the course. You don't feel like you've read anything because you haven't. It's
right.
Gone right into what's called the implicit memory system. And the other memory system that we have is called the declarative. And that's where we're really used to reading. When you read something, you can declare what you read. But this is more in the place where, and I know listeners probably can relate to this, where if you've got somebody you're thinking of that you can't remember their name, and you know if you just stop trying to think of their name, it'll pop in. And then
right.
And it pops in. Well, that's where the information goes. It goes into this universal mind, this super consciousness or subconscious mind part of us, and the part that's taking care of, you know, millions and billions of things, you know, every minute as far as your body, keeping you alive, all the cells and everything else. And then this part is still untaxed. It just has an unlimited amount of things it can do. And one of the things we can do here is we can utilize it for learning and for healing and for accessing different dimensions to, you know, assist people to understand and actually access real sacred space with it also, because that's one of the side effects of it, is that if you start doing this, you know, whether your first motive was just to learn better or what it might have been, it definitely opens you up to the universal mind, which you start to have those deep awarenesses because you actually begin to have ripples of information coming actually from the Akashic, which you know the best about. And
mm-hmm.
And this is a connection, you know, like anything I've ever found in this area of actually retrieving information. But we're talking about books. We're talking about bringing books in real fast and triggering them back and allowing the student to be able to utilize that info. And we got a home study course out now that where you can actually purchase some software and you can take it to your home and you can actually do it at home, so you don't have to come to the course. And it loads onto your computer and it flashes the information real fast. It teaches you how to do it. It's a 17-hour course. You've gone through it, and like I said,
uh-huh.
And you know it's long. And the reason it's long is because it's deep. It's very difficult. Children are doing this naturally. Every child on the planet between the ages of 2 and 5 years old right now is doing this. They're just absorbing information like a sponge.
Uh-huh.
And they're bringing it in so fast. We know those children are learning with pictures, not words. We've actually had recently where in Japan, in India, they're hitting speeds with certain children, groups of children, where they're actually up to, I think, 15 languages by the age of 5 now.
Wow.
And they're able to do phenomenal things. And, well, guess what? Every one of us was a child once. But what happens, you know, we...
At least once that we know of, right?
Well, you know, some of us still are, I think. That's
yeah,
the best,
right.
But the neat thing is we actually did this back then. And so we may not have any conscious memory of it, obviously, but we did it. And then we went to school, and they taught us a different method of learning. They taught us how to learn with a rote system, which is really testing you to see if you've learned anything. In a way where you read and you get tested. But nevertheless, also they teach you how to read real slow and put everything into what we call a left hemisphere, or really the analytical mind, the declarative memory system, where you, you know, try to store it all there, and then they give you a test later to see if you remember anything. And that part of the brain really only has about 2.5 days retention. Now, retention is how long you actually keep the information. And
uh-huh.
It's constantly having to dump and make room for more. So, but the right hemisphere, the other part, the infinite part of our brain, has an infinite hard drive. I mean, it just never fills up. So it's you can just continuously put stuff in there, and it just never gets overtaxed. And that's the part we're dealing with. And it's just,
wow.
And we were as a child. That's how we were doing it as a child, is we're bringing information into the right. Okay, so we got it switched around, and then around the age of 15 or so, the U.S. Department of Education and the global education community brings in the idea of cramming for a test, because they know that you're only going to have a very short amount of retention time, and you're going to have to take that test. So you cram to the time you take the test, and you get a good grade, knowing that you're going to forget 95% of it in the next 3 days. That's
wow.
Their statistics. That's their statistics on learning. And, okay, you get a nice plaque, you get a certificate, says you're a doctor, and you can cut somebody open. No, actually, doctors are a little different because they're using their hands. Then whenever you use your hands and you apply your hands in something, it accesses this other part of the brain. But a lot of us, you know, if you really think about it, what did you really learn in college? Can you tell me anything? Or what did you learn? And, you know, and
yeah.
You can just kind of stumble around and say, yeah, well, you know, I learned how to, you know, drink 12 beers and, you know, in 10 minutes, you know. What else was it? Oh, I can't remember. Well, you know, the good news is that we've got this permanent long-term memory back, and we can actually go there and use it. And we've been doing that. So, you know, thanks for giving me a chance to explain it. And,
oh, you're welcome. And so you said you have a home study course. I want you to think about this, and we'll tell everybody who's listening a little bit in a moment. But I want you and Jane just to think about this and see if there is, let us know, not now, but let us know what the regular price is, and then maybe there's a special price for those who mention the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show that they can
we already thought
get
about
a special
it.
Deal.
United. Yeah, we're ahead of you. We already thought about
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
Yep, so we figured that would be, well, you know, if anybody can put up with listening to me and for an hour or a half hour or something, I'm definitely going to discount it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's... The good news is that we'd love to do that so people can get it. It's a launch. We're launching it, and we're giving out specials for people that actually spend the time to learn about it and utilize it. We'd like to be able to find out how they do, too, so we can better the product.
Well, that's great. So now would they just go to your website and put in Akashic Wisdom, or what would they do?
Yep. Yep, they could do that with a request for the home study course. There's a request sheet right there they can fill out, and we'll get back to them in normal business hours, and I'll tell you what
okay.
that is in a little while. You know, they can call in direct to our phone
okay.
number, which I'll also tell you that in a little while. So,
okay.
Both of those ways are easy to get to us, and we'll just
okay.
tie it down nice for them. So, yeah, the home study course is neat because you can obviously take your time and do it at your own leisure, and you don't have to, you know, do it in front of an instructor. But trust me, you know, there's something to be said about being in front of an instructor too, because you can.
Oh, sure.
So, but yeah. Anyway, you know.
Well, when are you going to have another class?
Oh, actually, you know, we have them going all the time, but this is the time right around Christmas, and we usually, and you know, the other holidays, and we kind of tune down a little bit, just because pretty much nobody wants to do anything. You know,
sure. Well, they're busy with holiday. That's why.
And but we have Los Angeles coming up. The next one is February. We do believe we have a Minneapolis class coming up right before that in January. Then there's
okay.
LA. Then there's Minneapolis again. Then there's Chicago. We got New York after that. We got Miami in there. We've got Stuart, Florida in there. We've got, I believe, we have a Colorado class forming right now, and also a Columbus, Ohio class forming. So,
and when's the Columbus one?
January, third weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not out yet on the internet, but it's going to be real soon.
Okay. Well, if folks want to come to Columbus, that's great, you know, and I might drive down and be with you guys, and what the heck, we can, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
so
I'd love it.
Yeah,
we love you,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So
then we got another company called Sacred Trips, and we're going into Peru, and we're just doing that
yeah,
in a few weeks.
Yeah, I want to hear all about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, over the last 17 years, I've been involved in working with sacred sites all over the world, and but one of them is just real dear to my heart is Peru. I've been working with Wilaro Hayata, which is well known all over the world as a messenger of the Inca. He's a very humble, very beautiful man, and working with the ascended masters of the Inca, and actually the hidden cities and the hidden teachings of the Inca in the fourth dimension, and the response and what we get from our pilgrims that cruise with us is just over the top, because it's an ascension trip. It's a trip to ascending consciousness, and we've just been really blessed to be able to find the most beautiful, beautiful people to work with that have the most clear, concise, powerful message as far as and unilaterally accepted, I'll say also, as far as the deep wisdom and the understanding of, you know, the cause and effect and the karma and the dharma and the whole aspect of what we're doing now. And it comes along in the same lines of when the condor meets the eagle and that prophecy that's coming true right now.
Uh-huh.
And, of course the condor is from Peru down there, and then the eagle coming from up here, the process now with the Hopi and Navajo and others in contact with their brothers and sisters down there, it's just been a phenomenal thing also as far as how we're grouping and helping people get together. Now, we have another trip coming up in June, and then also the big one is December 21st, 2012. And that's the big one. That's about 200 or 300 people in a convention up there as far as an ascension.
Where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Peru, Lake Titicaca.
Okay.
The highest lake in the world, largest lake in the world, I should say. And
okay.
At a center there that's all built with sacred geometry, and a beautiful hotel and area there where we do the work. And there's these sacred sites around there, like a Murmuru, Island of the Sun, the Island of the Moon, and other islands out there that we go to and work on. And the focus state is for, of course, accelerating the consciousness on the planet during this time of, it's December 21st, 2012. And
right.
What's going to be happening on the entire planet at that time. So, Yeah,
talk to us about what this trip in December is going to be. In other words, like if people want to sign up for this trip in December, can you kind of lay out the itinerary and why they would want to come to this one, hopefully in preparation for the one next year, in 2012?
Yeah, well, you know, and some people are doing that, actually. This trip is the same as I described. It's an ascension journey with Valaro Hayata. And one of the things about this trip is that Jerry Wills, in Expeditions TV, is going to be one of our co-trip leaders. And Jerry and his wife, Kathy, are known all over the world as far as being just on the cutting edge of these deep finds as far as these ancient artifacts combined with the tools of ascension and the tools for accelerated consciousness and healing. And Jerry is also known worldwide as a healer. He is, you know me, Don. I've been around for a long time with a lot of friends, and I've met some very cool people. But on all these healers I've met, I can only tell you, there's maybe the top five that get results all the time. And Jerry's one of those top five. I've seen him with a line of people, 26 people long, and every single one of them walk out healed. From whatever it was that they walked in with, and so he's on the trip. We're also doing obviously the trip is focused on the frequencies of gold and the actual hidden cities and the gold in Peru and everything about the golden child and the golden headdress and of our mother, and we're actually moving into the feminine consciousness.
Right.
And that entire feminine consciousness is all what this trip is about. And it's called the Shaman Speaks.
Shaman Speaks.
Yes,
okay.
That's the name of it. And,
How do people get a hold of this? They have to fly to Mexico, or do you go there as a group, or how does
Lima,
this work?
Actually, it's Lima, Peru. They fly to, and it begins and ends in Lima. It begins on the 12th of December, and it ends on the 23rd. Therefore, they can get back in their home by the 24th. Some people want to do that. So we've designed it like that. But we're at Machu Picchu on the 21st. And that is what's so phenomenal. We're there on solstice. And solstice morning at Machu Picchu is like something you just cannot describe in words, although I'll try to. There's five different points in the city that were designed for this. There's the Gate of the Sun, and that's at the gate where the Inca Trail enters into the Machu Picchu, the city, at the very top of the mountain. And that lights up first. And then there's the Temple of the Moon that lights up on Huayna Picchu, all the way across on the other side. And then there's the Temple of the Sun that lights up in the area of Machu Picchu. And then the Dial of the Sun.
Yes.
And, excuse me. And then the temple of the monkey in water, this area down below, lights up last. And then there's this wave that comes across the entire city of light. It just lights up the whole city within about 2 or 3 seconds. But you can see this line of light coming all the way across. And if you've ever experienced it, you'll never forget it for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, and then the energy is just amazing because everything's activated.
So tell people give me your website so that if they want to, you know, sign up or call you or get more information, they can.
Yeah, sure. That one there is sacredtrips.com, as in sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, trips, T-R-I-P-S.com. And the other one is lightspeedlearning.com, but it's got a hyphen in there. So it's lightspeed, L-I-G-H-T-S-P-E-E-D, hyphen, learning, LEARNING.com. So it's lightspeed-learning.com. The other one's sacredtrips.com. And right at this time, we've got about four different 800 numbers, but we've got one number that rolls into both businesses, and that number is 866-511-0784. It's 866-511-0784. And you know, they can email us at info@sacredtrips or info@lightspeedlearning, and they'll get us. Or they can go out to the site, fill out a form, and get us that way. Or they can call us. And a lot of times, especially sacred trips, if they're interested in that, they might want to call us because it's so close for December. We're booking in people right now. People are still coming on board. And we cut off at 22. So, you know, we will cut off, and we do that for the integrity of the trip so that we can, you know, we don't make it too big so people can, you know, be real personal and talk with Jerry and with Laro and others that are on the journey.
So what kind of accommodations are you, in other words, like what are the hotels like?
Let me get this straight.
So everybody kind of flies into, like they have to get their own personal airfare to Lima, Peru, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they fly in and they fly back on their own. But once we got them, the beginning of the 12th, boy, they're beautiful hotels. They're like a five-star hotel would be here.
Okay.
Although, you know, they're or at least a four-star, and they're four-star hotels there. They're just golden. They're beautiful. I mean, the way everything's done, and the brunch and breakfasts they put out, and the whole deal. And then, but what's so powerful, Don, is they're built within these sacred sites or close to them, and you're right there on the energy, or very close to it, and you're able to actually interact like that. You know, early in the morning, late at night, whatever. And you know,
so are you do you like in other words, like when you go out on an excursion, do you always come back and sleep in the hotel?
Yeah, we do. Although we do these things where we go out and we do this night vision work, because you know, Peru has more what you call UFO sightings than any other country in the world. And I'll tell you, if you ever met up in the Sacred Valley and spend a night there or two, you know, you'll probably see one. And it's
so
a very strong.
Do you do that? Do you go out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I've had one fly over right over the top of me. I mean, it's just quite a life-changing experience in itself.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's good to see, you know, the extraterrestrial ships when you can. And I understand that Peru is really got a lot of our friends from beyond there. That's really good. That's good.
Sure, there's a city inside Lake Titicaca underwater where there's actually a picture of one coming right out of the water. It was taken in 1964. I think it was in Life magazine. A guy was fishing. He was taking a picture of his nephew's fish that he just caught. And the ship came out of the water right behind him. And that was like an ancient astronaut UFO kind of thing. It was in Life, I think, back then in the 60s. And then there's also, what was it? It might have been a little later than that, if I think right now. But anyway, it was a long time ago. And then we have, you know, within the mountains of around Machu Picchu and also in the Sacred Valley. And those areas are just really active. Yeah.
So give us the itinerary. So they show up in Lima, Peru. Is it Lima or Lima?
Lima.
Lima.
You know, it's not Lima.
Okay, so we show up in Lima. Okay,
yep,
and then what
south.
Happens?
We're going to go south. We're going to go down to Nazca. Nazca's got those landing strips that you can only see from the air that are like about 20,000, 40,000, whatever years old. And nobody can figure out how they built them because there wasn't supposed to be any airships back then. But they got them there. And they're just phenomenal. So you know, we're set to possibly fly those, the weather permitting. And if we don't, we'll go around and we'll actually interact with the different areas. There's water. There's an ecosystem underground there. There's all these different amazing things that they were never supposed to have the knowledge to build these things. And I'll tell you, architects from all over the world have come there to study these things because they're so advanced still today.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah, so we go through that area, and then we go down to Paracas, what's called, and go out into this island out in the ocean. And we align ourselves to see, because Peru, out of the, I think there's 302 ecosystems or something like that in the world, and Peru has like 284 of them in that little country. So, I mean, you can go from desert to high desert to the ocean to mountain to glacier. I mean, it's just all these, you know, jungle. It's got it all. It's like you could literally repopulate every single plant and every single animal on this planet in that one little country.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's like the Garden of Eden. And so anyway, We go to the ocean, we connect with that, and then we come up into Lima again, and we fly up into Cusco. And from that point on, we're at 20,000, well, you know, we're actually at 12,000 feet. We go up higher, but we're 12,000 feet, 13,000 feet. Then we come down to the Sacred Valley and Machu Picchu at 8,000 feet, and then we go up even higher up around Cusco again. And then, you know, the solstice trip at Machu Picchu, and then come fly back down. Now, that whole thing, that journey all the way around, that loop, takes about 11 or 12 days, putting them back into the airport on the 23rd and then flying back. And it's really, really well done. I mean, we've...
And flying up and all that, and all the meals are included in the price?
You know, we used to do that, but then people would argue over whether or not they wanted meat or guinea pig or vegetarian. They do eat guinea pig up there. So we decided to let them make up their own mind for dinner. So we do buy some of the lunches, and we buy all the breakfast. But
okay.
No, they buy their dinners and some of their own.
Okay.
Yeah. And all
and so you do ceremony too in various places, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I'm sorry, Donna, you did say what?
You do ceremonies?
Oh yeah.
Ceremonies and rituals.
Yep. We have some shaman that come in from the Quechua, and also Wilaro, which is known throughout the entire country, is a real, real, I don't want to say high priest, because it's really not like that, but what it is he's well known as far as grandfather energy, and these shaman come in from the mountains and recognize him, and we have a ceremony with them. We also have a ceremony of the light with a sound shaman, Eckhart, in Machu Picchu, and he's just off the hook, this guy. He's got all the ancient instruments, and he brings it home right there at Machu Picchu on solstice morning with us,
mm-hmm.
in a real a small circle ritual that we do there right in Machu Picchu.
So when you talk about if this is an ascension trip, can you share with the listeners what you mean by ascension trip?
Well,
maybe somebody who's listening that doesn't understand it.
Sure. We're all ascending in consciousness. You know, we're all moving back into our light body. We're all moving back into this place, the one with our Creator. And whether or not we know it or not, many of us are conscious of that. And there's certain things that we can do to accelerate that process. Many of the people that are called into these ancient sites like Peru and India and Egypt and other places is because they have had many embodiments there, or what you'd call lifetimes there, and
right. They
feel drawn to go back because they had reached a heightened state of consciousness when they were there, and they go back to remember and then accelerate beyond that. So we, knowing that, have built these journeys to basically serve us and to accelerate that peace within each individual, to help them come back home into their understanding and to rise above and accelerate beyond that. And there's tools and understandings that we do as far as cleansing the consciousness and allowing them to actually enter back into their mother, father, God energy and being one with and to... You know, but we're not in charge. We like to say we're eternal students, and we're actually bringing this obviously home to them. But it's really our Mother, Father, God, the energies there that are in charge, and we allow the entire universe to open up to us and to lift us up collectively. And you feel it, you go through it, and there's a result beyond that. When you come back, so to speak, you really don't come back like you were. You don't. You come back as you are, as I was intended to be. You come back as your true self, and you find your way. And you find things that used to baffle you will be easy to figure out, and you'll be able to actually not stumble and get clear direction and stay that way for a very long time after coming back, because once you found yourself like this, the universe continues to unfold for you. So
right.
We try to provide that for those people. Does that help?
But it sounds like a beautiful trip, beautiful trip. So you've got this one coming up in December. And then there's also, what about that one that's coming up in, for Egypt? You were talking, isn't there an Egyptian trip?
There is. There is. There's a couple different ones, actually. There's one coming up for Tibet and one coming up for Egypt. The Tibet trip is actually designed for 2011 in October, and the Egypt trip is very probably right before that in September, and that will be just phenomenal. So, and we do actually have people that are doing both. They're going to come in and do the Egypt trip and then transfer right into India, do Nepal, and do Tibet with us, right after that, which really, really is off the hook. I mean, it's amazing. And once again, same philosophy, same accelerated, same focus, same energy of our Mother God and entering into the age of Aquarius and energy, I mean, entering in, back into the ancient wisdom of our Mother and being one with. And the India Tibet trip is called The Heart of the Mother and Aquarian Alignment. And the Egypt trip is within the eye of the feminine mother. And this is all along the same of the high priestess within Egypt. And the energy is truly focusing on the feminine energy coming back on board the planet and being able to actually come unto its own and sink its beautiful heart and feet into this planet and assist in the uplifting process. Because, as we know, if there was ever, any race or culture or anything that was ever, beat up and stomped on and, on this planet, it's the female. The female all over this world is really the one that's been degraded. And it's because if you're incarnated within if you happen to be in a female incarnation, you're like an antenna to the feminine mother, the actual energy. And it's an energy of change. It's an energy of actually taking us back home to being in harmony with all the all that is, every living creature that ever was, is, and will be, to be in true heart harmony with the entire universe. And it's written that after this 2012 period that we go through, that there's no need for any more type of changes, like as in cataclysmic or anything like that. Although we're not saying that it's going to happen. We're saying if it was to, or whatever, there wouldn't be any after this, because we do enter back into our mother's energy. And for us, it's got to be the top of the cake. The candles light up on the cake for us. It's just it's the ultimate for us to be aligned in this type of work. I got to tell you, Donna, there's nothing like it.
So give your information again, so in case people, and you were willing to, folks, if you want to call in and ask Thomas a question, you certainly can. You've got the numbers there. I'm happy to have you guys call in. Remember, if you have a question about Thomas's work, Thomas and Jane's work, you can call in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. Or 530-413-4520. Or if you're in the San Francisco area, you can call in to 415-287-0014. Or you can also email questions, and I will go ahead and be on the email address here is info@akashicwisdom.com. So Thomas, I want you to just give your information so people can get a hold of you, and let's talk to them and tell them, if by mentioning you on the radio on the Akashic Wisdom Show, how can they save some money on these wonderful opportunities you've got?
Yeah, so realistically, what we'd like to do is discount it way down. I mean, we try to do everything right anyway, like the Sacred Trips event. We try to keep it lower than anybody else. We're right now with our regular pricing, about $1,000 less than anybody else doing anything close to what we're doing. But we'll still make it better. We'll be able to bring it down, you know, and even we're talking about probably 10 or 15% even beyond that, so the pilgrim can or the student can actually, you know, really feel the difference of the price. And what it is right now is that you could contact us. There's one phone number that rolls into all of our offices right at the moment because we've got a lot going on. And that number is 866-511-0784. It's 866-511-0784. And that handles Sacred Trips and Lightspeed Learning. Sacred Trips is just like it sounds, sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, T-R-I-P-S, .com. And then Lightspeed Learning is L-I-G-H-T-S-P-E-E-D, hyphen, or dash, learning, L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G, .com. And like you, Donna, it's the same. It's info@lightspeed-learning.com or info@sacredtrips.com for an email. But if you're thinking about Sacred Trips, anybody out there, you might want to call us because we're definitely going to cut off here pretty soon because we're going to be full. And beyond that, we want to get you on the trip. The trip's going to start in about 3.5-4 weeks. So, and,
right.
Yeah. Far away.
So you can. So I want everyone to, anyone who's listening that feels called to go to Peru or Egypt or Tibet, you know, you call in and you go ahead and mention Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show that you heard Thomas on there, and he's telling you that you can save at least 10 to 15% on that trip. And what about the Lightspeed Learning course?
And that would be right along the same lines. We've actually discounted down on that also, but we, you know, it depends on what class they want to come to, if they want to come to a physical class or if they want to buy the home study course. But,
sure.
You know, we're able to do a real deep discount on that too, above and beyond, because everything's discounted already because we're launching. But we'll go, you
sure.
know, still another 15-20% on that. So
it'll
allow
that's
nice.
You're talking about the home learning, the home study course, about 15-20%. Is that what you're
yep.
saying?
Yes, we are.
See, that's great. You guys got to call in. You got it. In other words, like, can you imagine what would it be like to have the ability to read at speeds like that, and all those books that you have at home that you want to read and haven't had a chance to read, and you could flip in through and go through 10 books in 10 minutes practically. It's amazing, and so you really want to be able to, and then you have that knowledge. It's really about having that knowledge and being able to access that knowledge and having it right there at your fingertips. And so it's really, really amazing stuff that you can study. So I recommend it highly for you to really, you know, take yourself into your own heart and see how this would benefit you. This is real important work. It's really about accessing what you need for your ascension and for your work. So that's my take on it. I know that I took the course and I loved it, you know, and I actually love it a refresher because I want to be able to use this even more and more in my life. So it's great. It's just great. So and
yeah,
so you guys
yeah.
got to get this going here. So
well, great. Well, we'd love to have you. And,
yeah.
you know, the other part is that, we've got you on a testimonial out there in the film. There.
Right. I'm on your website for a testimonial because it's so great. Super. Yeah. And that's on the Lightspeed-Learning, Lightspeed-Learning.com. That's the website that I'm on. They're giving a testimonial, so.
Right.
Yeah. Jane have anything? Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, she does.
Jane, what would you like to add to this wonderful evening?
Hang on a second. We'll get her here. She's right here. Hang on.
Okay. Where is Janie?
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Jane. How are you?
Good, good. So we're keeping busy and, excited about going to Peru and I'm looking looking forward to teaching our next Lightspeed Learning class and seeing all the wonderful people coming in.
Right. Well, you know, Thomas and you are such a great pair because, you know, you support each other so beautifully, and, you know, it's like, I think I knew Thomas before he really connected with you, but then all of a sudden he was totally whole once he got you.
Well, and I knew you prior to that, too.
Right, we go back a long way.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So anything else you'd like to add to what your husband said about these trips that the people would want to know about?
Well, you know, Thomas pretty much summed most of it up, but, you know, just if anybody's out there that's drawn to come with us, we'd love to have you there, you know. It's a
right.
Beautiful trip.
Well, yeah, and the thing is I think what she's just said is real important because, you know, when people are trying to decide where they should go or what they should do to nurture themselves, they have to be able to really move into their heart and really honor the calling of their heart. And so if anyone's out there that's listening and you're feeling drawn to this, don't wait till next year. Don't put it off. The idea here is this is the time to do it. If you're being called, don't wait. Then you're being called for a reason. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else that you and Thomas would like to say? We're almost out of time here.
Well, I don't know, Donna. You know, we're just really grateful that you're there. And, you know, Jane and I are sitting here just kind of chuckling because we both knew you, you know, before. And, you know, you're like a lovely light in the sky for us. And
thank you.
Sure, thanks a lot. And we know you're doing some wonderful work out there.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, so are you, and so it's really important that we all support each other. That's what this is all about. And again, for those folks who got the traveling bug, they really need to go and ascend, you know. I think you know the story that the Akashic Records prayer that I use is actually was translated from Mayan to Spanish to English.
Yeah.
And so when you're going to be going around Machu Picchu and all those other wonderful places, you know, that's kind of the birthplace where what the story goes, the legend is that the Pleiadians actually were part of the folks that seeded the planet, and that when they came, they actually gave the prayer to the Mayans because the Mayans were this is way beyond time, but the Mayan people were actually the timekeepers, and that's why they received the prayer for the Akashic Records. And so that's the prayer that I use to access. I mean, there's many ways to access the Akashic Records. Clearly,
prayer.
Is not the only way, but that's the way that I have been taught, and that's what I teach. And so, you know, this trip would be the thing that we didn't talk about, and that's so important to talk about these trips, is the vortexes that the people experience when they're there.
Right.
Because they'll get into those vortexes and just access that information so easily.
Right. You know, that's where my background is there, Donna, is the sacred geometry, how the temples are built, and actually where they're still active. So we know how to actually, you know, they're not all active. Some of them are turned off by our celestial brothers and sisters because humanity isn't ready for the energy right now. They're trampling down these beautiful sacred areas, you know, and the tourists, they have no clue. Although, on the other areas, hidden out in the way out where no one knows is where we also go, where they're still active. And, boy, I'll tell you, you come out of one of those, spend a couple hours in one of those vortexes, and it is a life-changing experience in itself. And just what happens there every day is. It's just you continue to rise, and that's why it's an ascension journey.
Well, absolutely. And so, again, we really want to encourage people to go there. And if for some reason you haven't gotten the information, you know, and Thomas, we're going to give it to you again. But we're going to have you and Jane on again and talk about Rocks Track because that water system that I have that that I sell and you sell is phenomenal. And so you'll have to come back on and talk about Rock Track Water, because that can change the planet too.
That's some great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, I love it. So anyway, so one more time, give them your phone number, and we're going to be off the air shortly.
All right, we'll do it real quick. It's 866-511-0784. And so it's 866-511-0784. Now, we're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Daylight. So that's from 7 to 5. I'm sorry. It's from 8 to 4 on the Pacific Coast, and it's from 11 to 7 on the East Coast. And so we've got it, the phone number, 866-511-0784. And then we got sacredtrips.com, sacredtrips.com. And like you said, lightspeedlearning.com, lightspeed-learning, learning.com. And that'll
get
you there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, if anybody wants to call me privately, they can call me on my private number at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, thank you, Jane and Thomas, for being on the show. We really, really appreciated it. And I wish you lots of love, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and a wonderful
Donna,
trip.
Love you, too.
Okay. I love you. Go ahead. Take care. All right, folks. Well, we really want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. And, you know, the next time we talk, it'll be after Thanksgiving. So gratitude is the word of the day this week and every day. You want to go deep into gratitude, deep into the appreciation for all that you have, all that you don't have, and all that's coming to you. Because everything that we have, we've created through our conscious awareness or our unconscious awareness. And all the things that are coming to us, we also want to know that is coming to us through our conscious and unconscious awareness. So we want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, Universe, for all our wonderful blessings. And I want to thank God, Universe, and Source for all you wonderful listeners, because you are the reason I do this. We also take donations at PayPal. So all you have to do is info@akashicwisdom.com is what you can send your donations. If you're grateful and you've been inspired and you feel like tithing to your inspiration, and we hope that's one of them. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. You have all a miracle-filled week, and again, the word of the day is gratitude. Love to all of you. Good night for now. Talk to you next week.